Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1185. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moisha Daliv, Bemer Barnes Yisrael, Lili Nishmas Blima Masra Moisha. And that Klal Yisrael should taka be Megan. Now, a Torah should be Megan, and Klal Yisrael should be a protection for all of Klal Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. Okay, so we are trying to finish off the malacha, a few more ins and outs, a few more different shilas, which come up, I want to go through. Then possibly we hope to start the next malacha, which probably might be, we're going to try and believe made Bezras Hashem Geizes, shearing wool, but obviously nobody's shearing wool on Shabbos from an animal, but it has to do very, very negative malacha. It has to do a lot with negative maisa. Somebody bites nails, cutting nails, biting nails, pulling out hair, combing one's hair, how to work with that, various different interesting questions which come up. Sometimes somebody has a piece of loose skin, right, how to work with that, and so on. And I do want to mention, by the way, the just as we're on the subject, when it comes to loose skin, besides the fact how we work with it in conjunction with geizes, but if somebody, let's say, has a loose piece of skin, and they know if they pull off that piece of skin, it's going to bleed, so that one has to be very careful. We spoke about in the past also, somebody has chapped lips, right? Sometimes you have skin hanging from the lips, so we're going to see how that works in conjunction with geizes also, that separately, but we spoke about in the past that whether it's on the hand, the lips, whatever, a piece of loose skin, and they know if they pull it off, besides the geizes part, which is a different malacha, but if they make themselves bleed, so that's running into a major problem, albeit most of the time malacha shein sricha legufa, but it's also to do on Shabbos. So one has to be very careful with those items. Just a couple of more things from the Sefer Kovetz Halachas. He brings out an interesting one who knows that they have, sometimes people have problems with their gums, and if they eat hard food, or possibly they have a loose tooth, possibly, and they eat a hard food, he brings out, for example, like an apple, they start chewing on an apple or something like that, and they just bite it off. They know when they do that, they do that during the week, it's going to cause bleeding for sure. It's like a psychoratia, not like, it is a psychoratia. He says one should be careful to try and eat it in a way whereby wouldn't cause bleeding, whether it's either to cut it up very small in conjunction with the halacha of toichein grinding, whatever the case is, sometimes just not to eat that or eat it on a different side of the mouth if they know they have a loose tooth or they have parts of their gums which might be whereby it bleeds a lot. Sometimes people have certain issues. So he says in those cases, one should be careful on Shabbos if, in conjunction with hard foods like apples or whatever, to either eat it in a way, or not eat it at all, in reference to when it's automatically going to be bleeding, whereby it's going to cause bleeding. He brings down on the bottom, it's interesting, maybe it's derech achila, like possibly we spoke about in the past, reference to a cookie with a letter on it, these type of things, the whole thing in the Mishabura, these type of things biting into it. So he said, he comes out, l'maisa nirish sheyesh ledaktek shloi lechel ba'oifin shemoitzi dam, which one should be careful not to eat in a way whereby it will be a psychoration, where automatically, inevitably, it will be causing bleeding in their mouth. He brings this down on page Tuf Yod Ches, does the Sefer Kovetz Halachas from his Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita Zalzang Zun Tashtark. Just to read real quickly, he says, in Ois Mem Gimel, Mishi Adei Shachilis Tapuach, if somebody has a situation in their mouth whereby if they eat an apple, which is meaning a hard item, Goyrim Lohitzi Dam, it's going to cause bleeding in there and from their gums and so on. Loitzi dam from their gums. Yesh lizor lechol ba'oifin she'en yoitzi dam. They should try and eat it in a way that it won't cause, you know, either the other side or make it soft or whatever the case might be. But it's something to keep in mind. It shouldn't be negated to anybody. He brings out another interesting thing. Now, I just want to make it very clear. It doesn't mean not to eat, even if somebody has a gum issue or whatever. That's not the issue with not eating. We're talking about eating items whereby they know for sure hard items in their situation could be a problem. So that's just something to keep in mind. He also brings down, in other words, a person could eat a soft item or a hot item, so why should they take the hot item where it's 100% going to cause bleeding and eat the soft item, or eat it in a way that it's soft, whatever the case is. He brings down that if somebody, Taka, as we spoke about in the past, in reference to flossing, we said one has to be careful if they know that when they floss, there's bleeding, right? A lot of people have that. Then one cannot floss on Shabbos, unless they know it's once in a while. But if they know every time they floss, there's bleeding, so you got to be careful not to floss on Shabbos. But he brings down, let's say a person has a piece of meat they ate or whatever, and there's a piece of meat that's really mitzara them. It's bothering them a lot. They have very delicate gums. You know, it's a very sensitive gums. It's really the right word. And sometimes something, a piece of meat or something, a hard piece of meat or something is stuck in the gum, and the only way they could get it out is by flossing. And when they floss during the week, it causes bleeding. So he brings down in that case, Taka, interesting, to when would be allowed to floss. He says, me in an ois mem dal, again on page tof tof yud ches in Sefer Kovitz Halachas, it says, Misha nitchav, bosa ben shinov, mistar mi menu, and the person, let's say, got a piece of meat or a piece of anything stuck in their teeth while they were eating, and it's very extremely, it's bothering them, it's hurting them, it's hurting them, right, for the sensitive gums and so on. So it's mutalahitzi, afilu imhu psikration, one would be allowed to take it out. He says, even though it's a psikration, it's inevitably or automatically going to be causing lahitzi as dumb. From his gums, right? So he says, he brings down interesting on the bottom. He says he brings from again from his Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. He says the hoitzi basar mibein hashinayim, taking out this meat, right, from the teeth. In other words, in a case in time of flossing, whereby it's going to cause bleeding, right? But if a person doesn't have the issue of bleeding, so there's nothing to talk about. That's that you're allowed to floss anyways with pre-cut floss. You have to cut the floss before or have pre-cut floss or whatever the case is. So that's not a problem. We're talking about a case in time where somebody bleeds, usually when they floss. So he says, I saw his boss or bain hashinam, to taking out a piece of meat or something that's caught or anything that's caught between the teeth, but makam sar, and it's hurting them. It's hurting them. But they know if they take it out, right, through the flossing or whatever, and they can't take it out without using this procedure of flossing, whatever, the hecha, the havi psikration, la itzoy is dam, it's going to take out, it's going to be psikration, inevitably, automatically, they'll be causing bleeding. L'kuli alma, he says, l'chayra, l'gara, menetilis hakoitz, we spoke about if somebody had a splinter, right, stuck also, and it's hurting them a lot, they said also, because of the fact that one would be allowed to take it out if it's really hurting them, even though the hecha, the ikka psikration, even though they're going to be causing themselves to bleed from this wound or making a wound or whatever the case is, because again it's a melach shein tzrich legufa, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, but makam sara, in a case in time where somebody's in pain would be allowed, and this is an example of lachin yesh lahata b'makam sara. He says therefore b'makam sara, somebody has it's hurting them a lot. V'havei psikresha shiyatzadam, and again their intention is not to make themselves bleed. So automatically it drops down to a malach sheisrich leguf. If their intention is to make themselves bleed, like we spoke about last year, or whatever the case is, they have to test the blood. So we said that depending on the case, that's a real deraisa, because they have intentions to do the malach. But over here, it's the whole thing is worst case scenario is malach sheisrich leguf. I'm not doing it to make myself bleed. Person's making themselves bleed, but they're doing it for a totally different reason. So he said, Loch Shane Sri Khalaguf, Makam Sar, Lochin Yesh Lahat Makam Sara, the case in time where it's very painful, after Habib Secretion, she had his dam, he said would be okay. From the gums. But again, the person has to know if it's really hurting them. You know, if it's just a little bit annoying, that's not really going to be enough to go ahead and floss, whereby a person knows every time they floss, they bleed. But if the mamash it hurts them, sensitive gums and so on, so he brings that would be okay with pre-cut floss and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tuv.